This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is warm and sunny across major cities in Israel. In Tel Aviv, residents are enjoying clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant breeze. Expect similar conditions in Haifa, with temperatures perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Maariv reports a warning of a great danger of regional flare-up after an attack in Syria. Major General Eliezer Maariv suggests the attack aims to prevent Turkey's influence in the area. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Iran is considering attacking American targets in Europe. The focus is on military assets in Bulgaria and Cyprus, should tensions with the U.S. escalate. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the UAE has suspended all trade with Iran following a missile attack yesterday. This move halts all financial transactions between the two countries. Separately, JNS reports that Israel has started marketing 1,400 units in the strategic E1 corridor. This area connects Maale Adumim and Jerusalem. And finally, from earlier today, the Times of Israel reveals a clash between the Prime Minister and Jared Kushner. The dispute centers on Israeli strikes on October 7th, terrorists and police recruit training. Here's what people are saying online. Bassem Eid, an activist, noted earlier today that the UAE's suspension of trade with Iran underscores regional tensions. He urges other Muslim countries to follow suit for peace. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a regional analyst, highlighted that two Iranian missiles fell into the sea last night. The UAE assessed they targeted navigation, not the Emirates, prompting trade suspension. Samer Sinijlawi, a commentator, discussed a potential new chapter for Israelis and Palestinians. He suggests disarmament by Hamas and reciprocal steps by Israel could lead to peace. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Syria, Major General Eliezer Maariv, speaking to Maariv, warns of a possible regional escalation. He believes the recent attack was a strategic move to curb Turkey's influence in Syria. The implications for regional stability are significant, with potential for wider conflict if tensions rise. Turning to the Iranian threats, Israel Hayom reports Tehran's consideration of attacks on U.S. assets in Europe. This comes as a response to potential escalation by the U.S. in the region. The focus on Bulgaria and Cyprus highlights strategic locations that could impact NATO interests, raising security concerns across Europe. Meanwhile, the UAE's suspension of trade with Iran, as reported by I-24 News, marks a significant diplomatic shift. This decision follows a missile incident that escalated regional tensions. The halt affects financial exchanges and could isolate Iran further, impacting its economic ties and regional influence. Moving to the E1 corridor, JNS details Israel's marketing of housing units in this contested area. The corridor's strategic importance lies in its connection between major Israeli cities. This development could alter demographic and political landscapes, influencing peace negotiations with Palestinians. Finally, the Times of Israel reports a clash between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Jared Kushner over Israeli military actions. The disagreement reflects broader tensions within U.S.-Israel relations, focusing on military strategies and training protocols. This highlights ongoing debates about security and diplomatic strategies in the region. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that Bank of Israel Governor Amir Yaron has warned of three major economic challenges ahead of the elections. He suggests the possibility of another interest rate cut as inflation declines. Separately, Key Tech highlights an AI-driven revival of America's nuclear energy ambitions. Major tech companies are investing in nuclear power, seeking sustainable energy solutions, which could influence global tech and energy markets. And finally, Globes reports Israel's economy grew by 15.4% in the second quarter. This unexpected growth follows a contraction earlier this year, showing resilience despite geopolitical tensions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.